A trial gets underway today involving a former member of the State Corporation Commission who's accused of bribery and fraud. Prosecutors allege the owner of a water company paid money to the now former wife of a lobbyist, who then gave the money to the wife of the utility regulator in exchange for the commissioner's votes. Joining me to sort through all this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. There's going to be a lot of sorting to be done here.
Sounds like it. So let's name names here. Who is involved in this case and what exactly are they accused of doing?
Well, this starts out with a guy named George Johnson who runs a water company in the Southeast Valley in Pinal County that bears his name. There were a couple of issues up before the commission, one dealing with whether he could pass along his personal income taxes to ratepayers, and the other dealing with the value of the company, because the higher the value of the set of the company, the larger the rate of return he's allowed to charge to customers. According to the indictment, he arranged to have some money paid indirectly, as you point out, through a lobbyist and a lobbyist's wife to Sherry Pierce for what was supposedly a make-work project. And of course, the money that Sherry Pierce got went into their joint account. And according to federal prosecutors, that was designed to pay off Gary Pierce for his votes on these issues.
Now, what are the Pierces saying? What are the lobbyist and his now former wife and the utility owner saying about all this?
Well, they're not really saying much other than, you know, we're sure we'll be vindicated, because there hasn't been much in terms of pretrial hearings. You know, this isn't like some civil cases where you get a lot of motions and a lot of motion practice. Essentially, they pleaded not guilty. They said they will be exonerated. Now, George Johnson has filed some paperwork saying, look, all I was doing was exercising my First Amendment rights to go ahead and lobby the legislature, and more specifically, lobby Gary Pierce and the Corporation Commission. So he contends that there was a legitimate purpose for the money that he was paying to Kelly Norton, who was Jim Norton's wife at the time, and that there's nothing nefarious about this. There have been variations on similar things within some of the motions filed. Everyone's saying this is all legitimate transfers. Basically, it comes down to there's nothing to see here.
Now, Howie, you recently wrote about some of the questions that potential jurors might be asked, which really have nothing to do with seemingly bribery or any of the other charges at issue in this case.
Well, that's one of the more fascinating aspects of this. The defense has a whole list of questions it would like to ask about love, marriage, and affairs, you know, sort of a Dr. Phil's kind of a questionnaire that they'd like to put out there. You know, for example, they want to know, you know, if you would think less of somebody if you knew that the person had an affair. Now, in a bribery and fraud case, you may say, what the you know what? But what's really going on here is that the indictment charges, again, Gary Pierce, his wife, Sherry, lobbyist Jim Norton, and George Johnson. There was also an unindicted co-conspirator in this, who we have since found out was Kelly Norton. And in fact, she's going to be a key witness, we believe, for the prosecution. There was apparently a very ugly divorce involved in this thing. And that raises the question of whether somewhere along the line, somebody's going to suggest somebody's lying because of an affair. And that's why the attitudes of jurors toward an affair may help determine who they think is more credible than someone else.
So, Howie, in addition to the, as you phrase them, Dr. Phil-style questions, what are the other major issues that you're expecting to be sort of at the forefront of both the prosecution and the defense arguments during this, what could be a fairly lengthy trial?
Well, the point to say this is lengthy is an understatement. The judge has already set aside 4 weeks of testimony on this issue. Obviously, it comes down to credibility. Who do you believe? I mean, clearly, the prosecution believes they can show that money changed hands from George Johnson to Kelly Norton to Jim Norton to Sherry Pierce and to Gary Pierce. The question is, who do you believe as to why that money changed hands? And then, of course, you've got the whole question of the commission and the way it operates. You know, the commission is sort of an odd beast in Arizona. On one hand, it's legislative, it sets policy, but on the other hand, it's sort of judicial in terms of looking at the evidence and saying who's right and wrong. So we're going to get a real close look at the decision-making process in the commission, how they make these decisions, who lobbies them, what kinds of things they're allowed to consider, who they're allowed to talk to outside the scope of the commission. And part of what's going to make that interesting is we've got a testimony coming from several former commissioners, interestingly enough, with both the prosecution and defense, each relying on different commissioners to say what they think is the proper procedure.
Howie, are you expecting this to be some kind of airing of dirty laundry, sort of behind the scenes of the Corporation Commission?
Oh, I think we're likely to learn things that maybe some of us have suspected in terms of how decisions get made. Because, as I point out, this isn't a typical court case. You know, in a court case, both sides present their evidence to a judge. Well, in a rate hearing, both sides present their evidence, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And so that's what makes utility rate decisions much more fascinating. You know, who's influencing whom? Plus the fact that these quote-unquote judges, meaning the commissioners, are elected, which means they're taking money for campaign contributions, which means they're partisan. And so there's clearly a lot of maneuvering that goes on behind the scenes. This is one small example, but obviously, you know, there were charges leveled in the past about the role of Arizona Public Service in terms of getting the commissioners elected that they wanted. So it's very clearly a political body, and we may get to see exactly how political over the next 4 weeks.
Wow, certainly a lot to keep our eyes on in the next several weeks as this trial really gets going. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Glad to be here.